The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit vtcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery, it comes with the territory. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello once again, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live as Hokie Nation embarks on a big week on this holiday week. It is, of course, Virginia Week for Virginia Tech football as the Hokies will head to Scott Stadium on Black Friday, and Mike Young and Hokies basketball taking off for really a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe a once-in-a-program opportunity to represent Virginia Tech in Hawaii at the Maui Gym Maui Invitational. John Laser alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. We've got a busy show for you this Sunday evening, starting with the thoughts of head coach Mike Young and ending with the thoughts of head coach Justin Fuente. But first, we get Mikey's thoughts. Mikey, just a massive week for Virginia Tech athletics.
It really is, Lays, when you think about the in-state rival, the fact that you've beaten UVA, 15 times? You know, that this game is huge. It gets bigger every year, it seems like, with Bronco Mendenhall taking over that program. And number one on his list is to beat Tech. And, of course, Justin Fuente, number one on his list is to beat UVA and challenge for Coastal Division championships. And, you know, all those things are sitting there. And so it is a huge game, a huge week, a Black Friday game on high noon, which is usually a later or a night game. So that adds a little bit to the intrigue of it. But the fact that, you know, you got the basketball with a three-game stretch, 3 games in 3 days for these kids, it'll be like a lifetime experience for them. There's so many young kids and so many freshmen on this team that it will be once in a lifetime. It'll be like going back to AAU ball, 3 games in 3 days, and great prep for the ACC tournament, which will be coming up later on in March when you're playing back-to-back games there.
Yeah, the players love this, but I think one of the things that you and I will be interested to get the thoughts of Coach Young here momentarily when he joins us is the sledding is going to get quite a bit tougher than it has been in non-conference play, and that might be an understatement. This young team is going to find out a lot about themselves while in Hawaii.
And Coach mentioned that after the game the other night, Lace, that we need to find out. We need to find out who we are, what we have. But I think they're off to a great start. I don't think a lot of people thought this team would open up the season going on the road at Clemson and getting a win. And then you back that up with four pretty much blowout games where you're winning by an average of 28 points or something. So it's been a great start to the season, yeah, but now it does get ramped up. The intensity, the competition, the fact that it's going to be a 40-minute game, you can't take possessions off, plays off. Valuing the basketball will be absolutely paramount. And, you know, it's I think it's good, though. You need to find out. You need to have a measuring stick of where you are. And obviously playing Michigan State, that was preseason one, now three, will certainly give you that. I mean, they're a terrific basketball team with all the weapons. You know, it's kind of one of those things where sometimes you think, you know, the freshmen, they don't know what they don't know. And so they're going in there playing with a lot of confidence after shooting the ball so well in their last ball game against Delaware State that you never know what could happen.
I think it's worth noting there will be times throughout the week that Mike doesn't know where he is in terms of geography, but he is wearing a puka shell necklace as we record Tech Talk Live, and I think he intends to wear it in Charlottesville as well. We'll bring in the head men's basketball coach. Mike Young is with Mike Burnup and I right after this. Action-packed TTL kicks off a big week for Hokie Nation.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First and Main. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech, CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
Tech Talk Live continues. A big week for Virginia Tech Athletics. We'll talk a little football and the Commonwealth Clash at the tail end of Tech Talk Live. Mike will catch up with head coach Justin Fuente. But maybe a once-in-a-lifetime experience this week for Virginia Tech men's basketball as Mike Young takes the Hokies to the Islands to take on Michigan State first. And we now are pleased to welcome in the head coach. And coach, as you look at this week going forward for your team, how do you want your guys to approach this in every sense? Clearly, there's the basketball sense, and then clearly there's the sense of the bonding and the once-in-a-lifetime nature of this experience that they'll have.
Yeah, John, I mean, it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for them. I've never been to Hawaii. I assume, you know, the majority of our team has never been there. So you want to give them the time to enjoy Maui and spend time with one another. But, you know, at the same time, we've got work to do. We've got 3 games in 3 days, starting with, a very formidable Michigan State team. But I know we're all looking forward to getting out there. We're all looking forward to the challenges that that lie ahead in Maui and, be here before we know it.
Coach, I was just curious, in all your time, all your years of coaching, did you go to some exotic places and play these tournaments, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or what was the budget system like there?
It was we went to some really exotic places, Mike. We went to Fargo, North Dakota 1 year. I went to Statesboro, Georgia 1 year. That's really exotic. Now, the grass skirts in Statesboro are something to behold. I can't say. I went to Fort Myers, Florida. It's probably the most exotic that I've had. So this will be different for me.
As you look at Michigan State, Coach, we don't have to get too scheme-specific or anything like that, but clearly it represents a transition from one portion of your schedule to the other. You take a very young team into this matchup, and as they go, what do you hope that they've learned leading into this matchup with Michigan State, and what do you think they'll learn from matching up with a program like the Spartans?
I've been impressed with how hard they've played and how diligent they've been in adhering to the things that we've talked about, since we started this thing in June, and certainly late September when our practices began. I want to come out of Maui with an even clearer understanding of how hard you've got to play night in, night out. Have no idea who our second round opponent will be, but playing Michigan State, I played them in 2015. My team played them in 2015. And, Coach Izzo's teams aren't going to change. They're the same. the faces change, the program stays the same. They're going to play really, really hard. They're going to come at you in transition, much like North Carolina, much like a couple others in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And they go at the offensive glass as hard as any team I've ever witnessed. And this Michigan State team is no different. So, you know, we're going to put pressure on our team to the fundamental stuff of boxing out and pursuing rebounds. And, you know, we've harped on it from day one, the necessity for our guards to rebound at a high level. They've done so to this point. But we're talking about a different animal here with the Spartans of Michigan State.
Coach, I know you talked about when we were on the trail all summer and all through these Hokie Club things. It's going to take a great deal of patience on my part. How are you doing so far in that regard?
Okay. Mike, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay because they're giving our program in Virginia Tech everything that's inside them. On that, you know, drive home at night or in here, you know, by myself, I do have to remind myself that, you recall as your time as a player. You don't know what you don't know until you see it, until you go through it, until you experience what this game has to throws at you. So far, so good. Now it gets a lot more rugged, the schedule, that is, with three games out there. Coming back, the second ACC game with Duke at home. But I think, we're maybe a little ahead of where we should be, to be frank. And I feel good about that. And there are going to be continued upticks in our team and how we play as we go along, and I look forward to that growth.
Coach, there also seems to be a gratifying aspect to it as you start, not in their basketball infancy, but at the college level, and it seems like as possessions go by, there are certain possessions where a light switch goes on, and there is definitely a payoff for you and your staff as the guys do figure out some of the stuff that they don't know.
John, it's a good point. I think the other point along with that, and I think it all goes hand in hand, it's all under the same umbrella, they really like playing with one another. They genuinely enjoy seeing a teammate succeed. They genuinely enjoy, coming to practice every day, representing Virginia Tech, night in, night out, as we've continued to play here, we're five games in. I've appreciated that and have admired that. I think that's a big deal, and those guys are going to continue to get better. They are. I said Jalen Cohn in an article recently commented on the amount of time that they spend in the gym before and after practice. That's a big deal. That's a culture piece that, you can't just make happen. You can't. Hey, you got to be in the gym. That's, you've got to want to be in there, and you got to be work on your game and continue to get better. Our character will be revealed when there's adversity. There'll be adversity for every athletic team. I don't care, what level. There will be some adversity for this team. How are we going to handle that? Time will tell. So far, so good.
Coach, I know we talked last week on TTL about the slow start you have. Even the other night against Delaware State, it's 7-0. You had a couple empty possessions, but then, it was quickly returned back over. It was 11-7 like that, and you never looked back. But are the guys a little bit too amped up, and are you concerned about that going into a team against a high-quality guy like Michigan State?
Well, let's be honest, Mike. We both know this. A slow start against a Michigan State, Duke, Boston College, you can find yourself down 10, and that's a long road to hoe to get back on the positive side. I'm perplexed. It bothers me. I know that they have the right frame of mind and the right approach. I do think that a couple of our possessions last night, we want to get off to a good start. We might take a quick shot. That empty possession just really bugs me. We didn't start the second half very well last night. We continue to evaluate it. We continue to look at it and harp on it in practice. We'll need a better start against Michigan State. I can tell you that. We both know that.
We're talking Hokie Hoops with head Hokie Mike Young as he prepares the Hokies for the Maui Jim Maui Invitational. One more segment with the head coach before he and his staff get to work in Eye on Maui after this as Tech Talk Live continues.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work, and they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's Cora Physical Therapy.
Hokies open play in the Maui Jim Maui Invitational tomorrow, 5 o'clock for the tip time here locally in Blacksburg and throughout Hokie Nation. Mike and I will be on the air at 4:30 as the Hokies tussle with Michigan State. And, Coach, as you mentioned there in that previous segment, you won't know who your round two opponent is. You won't know who your round three opponent is. This really, in the coaching ranks, is the ultimate challenge as you guys go back and convene. But it also seems like it's staff building as you get in those roles, you get in that bunker, and you really have to do things under the gun.
Really, you know, kind of a precursor to your conference tournament in March. It's a one-game season. That's all that matters. And we will immerse ourselves in Michigan State. We'll have them ready to go. Let's go play. You've got a second-round opponent, a quick turnaround. You're relying on habits, developing habits, but you're relying on habits. Once you get to your league tournament in March, I mean, you've seen everything. I mean, you've seen every action, you know, imaginable. Defensive schemes, offensive schemes. That's a lot. And you've played those teams once you get the ACC tournament. Here, a little bit different. I always consider, you know, that they've got to guard us too. They know as little about us as we know about them. But it's exciting. We'll get back from the Michigan State game. We'll let them decompress and get rid of him for a couple hours. And then we'll come back. And, you know, we've got ample time to watch film. Is it Dayton? Is it Georgia? We'll find out, you know, once that game's played. But I do think the lead up is a great benefit, you know, as you look ahead a couple months down the road to the ACC tournament.
Coach, Landers Nolik, terrific player, obviously. The other night, you had some teaching moments with him because obviously nobody's exempt from defending, playing hard, rebounding, and whatnot. I was just curious about your conversations with him on a couple of occasions the other night in the game.
Well, you know, Mike, he's five games into his college career, and he is ultra-talented. He is He's a pleasure to coach. I did not think he handled some things very well last night. I'll tell you something else that that I admire about him. He recognizes mistakes that he makes. I thought he had some defensive lapses that are unacceptable. It's nice to be able to sit him down and make that point and have a moment with him. Your team continue to play well, and you leave him over there a little bit to collect his thoughts, if you will. You know, that kid's going to bounce back. He's been terrific to this point. ACC Freshman of the Week, deserving of that honor. He is he's off to a heck of a start to his college career, and that's only going to get better. We all know that.
Coach, you'll take members of your family with you to Maui. Your wife, Margaret, I know, is excited about it. Your son, Davis, as well. How much are you looking forward to them enjoying this experience, even though I know you'll be in the film room more than you'll be on the sand?
They're so excited. I wish my daughter, who's studying abroad, was with us. But that'll be fun. And, you know, we have a number of other family members that are going, and for them to have a chance to visit and get to know one another better and enjoy the island, you know, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll try to get out of that film room a little bit and have dinner or something like that, but look forward to having them along. And those exotic trips to Fargo, North Dakota, and Statesboro, Georgia, they declined the invitation to go with me, so it'll be nice to have them along.
Margaret, she's been like a jet setter. She's been everywhere. You guys, I guess they went over to see Cooper in Austria, right? And then she goes back and comes back to Chicago, and now she's heading out there. So talk to me about, like, suitcase limits. Do you guys have limits for this trip and whatnot?
Stephanie Blinn has given us limits on what we can take. We'll adhere to one bag check per person, but they went to Austria last week, got back Sunday. She's back out 5:45 the next morning. Everybody's all families are alike. We're all just trying to figure it out. But they had a nice trip to Austria, and I know they're looking forward to our trip to Maui tomorrow. Soon.
I was a little bit concerned. Mikey showed up as we were preparing to leave with just a knapsack, and he said, Coach gave me the go-ahead for Speedos.
Sunglasses.
And sunglasses, yeah, just a knapsack. It was quite incredible. He said he had another bag for Charlottesville when we got back. He did actually, though, ask me, we are wearing pants for these games, correct? And I didn't know the answer, quite frankly. But, Coach, you're a coach that prides himself on dressing. There's an award somewhere along the way back, that named you as the best-dressed assistant coach in all of college basketball. And you take that seriously. They kind of force you to dress down for this thing a little bit.
I want to dress down. Somebody, Wes Durham, on the ACC Network, asked me if I was going to wear shorts and a T-shirt like Mike Bray did. I told him Mike Bray's been in this league a lot longer than I've been in this league. He's won a lot more games than I've won. I don't have that kind of thing built up yet. We'll be in slacks and a polo shirt. I'm not much on dressed in slacks and a polo shirt to coach my team, but, you know, it is Hawaii and it is Maui Classic, and they want you to dress a certain way, and we'll abide by that. We got games to play. Looking forward to it.
Do you do all your shopping? Do you buy all your clothes and all that sort of thing?
How the heck do we get to talking about this?
This is an annual tradition for us.
I do. I think that comes from my mom, who was an immaculate dresser. I have a couple of people that I deal with in South Carolina, one in Atlanta, and I've always taken a great deal of pride in it, and but nothing like a good old pair of jeans and T-shirt, too, now. We have a good time.
Well, Coach, we have a good time every time we get to chat with you. We've taken up enough of your time. We know this is going to be a busy week, all joking aside, and a fun one in many ways for your basketball program. Best of luck during your time in Maui. We'll catch up with you on the islands, and we can't wait for that.
I look forward to it, guys. Thanks a ton.
Head coach Mike Young, unfailingly gracious with his time. Big logistical challenge for the Hokies, but they have arrived on the islands. They are ready as they get after the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow. We'll get the thoughts of head coach Mike Young in the pregame leading up to that opening round matchup in the Maui Gym, Maui Invitational. But on the other side, Mike and I switch gears. It, of course, is Commonwealth Clash Week. We bring in head coach Justin Fuente and talk about the Hokies trying to make it 16 straight over the Hoos and what else may be at stake at Scott Stadium on Black Friday. Much more Tech Talk Live ahead across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stuff. The kick
is... At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
Paul Roper, welcome you back to a special edition of Tech Talk Live as we switch gears to football. Another shutout win for the Hokies after they defeat the Pitt Panthers yesterday in Blacksburg, and it sets up a Commonwealth Cup clash on Black Friday for the division title. Here's Mike Burdip with Coach Fuente after yesterday's win.
Coach, congratulations. Man, took down the defending champions. Check. Payback from last year. Check. Heck of a win, 28-0 to go to 8-3 and 5-2 and all the marbles next week, man. Congratulations. What a win.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really proud of our kids. Happy for our coaches. Obviously, Coach Foster's last game in Lane Stadium, awfully happy to win and get a shutout. I do want to thank everybody that braved the weather. You know, it was cold and rainy, and I thought our fans were loud and involved and played a big role in it. I thought they took the challenge of I guess Pat said that they wouldn't jump off sides this week.
You heard about that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
When I see Pat in offseason, I'm going to talk to him about it, too. I'm going to give him a hard time. But
twice, by the way.
I thought our fans took the challenge and did a fantastic job. But just really proud of everybody involved with what we're doing. There's a lot of people behind the scenes. We've still got work to do. We got a big game next week, obviously. But it was nice to get back on the right side of the ledger versus these guys.
It was obviously going to be hard to run the ball against this team because the way they play, their defense is so good. But to get 110 yards in these conditions when they pretty much know you're not going to be able to throw it with much success, you had to be pleased with that.
Well, I'm happy we won the game. And we could scratch out a little bit of a living. Like, you're going to have to be creative to run the ball. I mean, like, you're going to have to find different, because they will not let the ball outside, and they just it's a difficult deal. And you know, we got a couple big plays on, or at least one big play on the reverse, you know, that got us a chunk play, and then you know, a play action or two for big plays in the passing game. But you know, yards were hard to come by. We knew that coming into the game, and then you start to get the weather on top of that, and it makes it difficult. But I will say this, and I'm not afraid to give credit where credit's due. Pittsburgh plays really good defense. I mean, we played better defense today, but They're very good on. They have good people, and their scheme can make it difficult if you don't have the right matchups, and they made it hard on us today.
Well, it's nice to get some more chunk plays. You think about Tavion Robinson on that first touchdown thing. He had 71 yards, get you to the one for Mitchell to take over. What a huge play that was.
That really was. I was really proud of Hendon on that play.
He,
you know,
stood tall.
We have thrown that ball to the tight end mostly, and they covered him late and turned the slot or Tavion loose and hit him across there. And then Tavion just with a strong run, you know, to get the ball – broke a tackle or two to get the ball all the way down to the one-yard line and punch it in.
Kept his balance. And then how about that? 9 seconds later, the scoop and score. You get the great pressure by Rook, and Norrell comes up with a huge play.
That was big time. You know, like in a game where points and yards, we both sides knew that going into the game. Like both head coaches went out to that game knowing it's going to be hard to score. And to get a big play and then a touchdown on defense to get 14 points, that's pretty big in a game like that.
And then the defense, which plays so great all night, stops them on downs, and you get that 90-yard drive right before the half. Man, how big is that? You score with, what, 45 seconds left?
That was a huge, huge deal. You know, the play I remember was the reverse to Tavion that was called into a great look. I mean, really great timing there and execution. And then to get it punched in with the ball to Trey. Trey scored that one. So to go into up 21 was pretty big.
And, you know, the beauty of that drive was you only had one third down. You stayed ahead of the sticks. All those were like first and second down. First down. You went for it on fourth down there, and you got the penalty.
Yeah, that's right. We drew them off sides. And, you know, their third and long package is difficult, to say the least. And we actually got them out of it a little bit. But, you know, that's not a place you want to be against a team that leads the country in sacks. Is in third and long. I mean, you stay out of it and try and stay ahead of the chains, you at least got a shot.
You know, didn't do a great job on third down again because of their package, 3 out of 12, but you kept the ball for 35 minutes and 17 seconds.
Well, once you get up, you know, you're trying to get it over with and, you know, find a way to shorten the game a little bit. And, you know, part of that's because they wanted to throw the ball and our defense was really playing well, so they didn't have the ball very much. So I don't know how many total possessions we had, but it seemed like a lot because we were getting the ball back really, really quickly.
How about Tavion Robinson? How good is he and how well is he? I mean, he had that 20-yard punt return. He makes a big play to run, big play in the pass. Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't got the final report, but, you know, I saw him after the game. He said he feels okay. But, yeah, he's been big for us as the season's gone along. I mean, just back there in the punt return game, we've added another dimension there for him and in the return part of it, and then he just continues to get better in the slot.
And talk about kickoffs. Look at the special teams. How good was Parker Romo getting the ball down there the way he did? Now, Oscar didn't have a great day, but there was no return yards.
Yeah, well, that was going to be huge. They, you know, they had a pretty, you know, they're a well-coached team. They have a good scheme and that sort of stuff. So we were a little concerned about block and return on our punt unit. So Oscar did hit a couple knuckleballs down there, but he did pin them inside the 10 two times in a row when we had the penalty. I thought that was a kind of a big momentum play that they took the penalty, made us do it again, and they came for the block, didn't put a returner back, and we still downed it.
Shadley.
Yeah, Shadley.
Is that the fastest 40 he ever
Shadley
ran?
Shadley is stumbling around down there. Everybody else is blocking. You know, they didn't put a returner, but our center, our snapper, doesn't block in our punt protection. So they were bringing everybody. And so everybody else is blocking, and Shadley was down there getting ready to down it.
We'll have more from Coach Fuente after this as you listen to a Sunday night edition of Tech Talk Live.
It's here, the first countdown of the season. The countdown from Thanksgiving Day to Black Friday morning. The countdown to the best offers of the year. Are you ready? The Ford Black Friday event is here. And this year we kept it simple. Get an amazing offer on select Ford models all season long. No gimmicks or 6 for 2 or buy 3, get 1/2 off offers. Just savings you can see. We built a better Black Friday with our best offers of the year so you can have a better holiday. Start the season off right and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards. Advantage Checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage Checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live. Paul Roper with you as we continue Mike Burnham's conversation with Coach Fuente after yesterday's 28-0 senior day win over Pitt.
How good was Hendon Hooker? Man, he just stood tall time after time, didn't he?
Really solid. You know, he made good decisions, took care of the football, helped us win the game in obvious fashion. Had to run the ball some, more than I really want him to. But didn't have huge plays, but ran tough, and into some tough looks. So was proud of him and really everybody, but he continues to improve our guys continue to follow him.
And just think of how much an improvement Narelle Pollard's made through his time. Guys, it gets better and better as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's really a talented freshman. Yeah. He's really quick. He's a little bit undersized right now. By the time his career is over, he will not be undersized. Like, he's got the body. He's going to continue to get bigger and stronger. But he's got a really quick first step, and he's one of those guys that is learning how to play the game. He's always had talent. Now he's learning how to play the game and reaping some of the benefits.
Well, it all sets up for next week. Just kind of your early thoughts on UVA and what this game means, and it's for all the marbles.
Well, it certainly is. My first thought, my initial reaction, because I haven't thought about it much, is this is the way it should be. I think it's great for the Commonwealth that both teams have been playing well, that there's more at stake than just the Commonwealth Cup. I think we're going to have to play really well on the road against a team that doesn't like us very much. And we'll have to have a great week of preparation. Hopefully we made it out of this game healthy for a quick turnaround. I saw that they were winning. I don't know how far up, if they blew them out or what. I think they were down a little bit early, and then I saw that they might have lengthened it out there as the game went on. But, we're going to have a huge challenge, and I think it's why you come to Virginia Tech. That's what I told our guys this week. You didn't come here to play in this game. You came here to win this game. You didn't come to Virginia Tech to play against a really good football team at home on national television. You came to win the game. And that's what we're going to do if we can follow these things. And that'll be the same thing here. We're going to go play a really good football team, an up-and-coming team that's playing with confidence. So are we. And, we're going to have to do a great job preparing to win the game.
And the beauty is, you talk about, you got really, what, 4 goals when you go into the season, right? Go through those.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you start off with the 2 streaks, continuing the streak versus Virginia, continuing the bowl streak, winning the Coastal Division, and winning the ACC. And right now, here we are 11 games into the year, and we have only accomplished 1 of those goals. But all 3 are still up to be accomplished, which I think is fantastic. You know, it's an awesome opportunity for us. It's going to be a huge challenge. I'm just telling you, it's going to take everything we've got and more.
And not a lot of people probably thought that would happen after the 2-2 after the AD, after Duke.
Oh, I'm sure not many people did, but that's all right. There's still room for them to jump back on the bandwagon and support our kids. You know, I mean, that's the way it goes. That's the way sports goes. I know this. I know what we've got in that locker room. And we got a great group of kids that's working their tails off for each other and has sacrificed for each other and has been through hard times. And they know that we've still got work to do, and we'll show up tomorrow ready to go.
Is anything that's one bigger challenge? Is it their offense with Perkins? Is it their defense that runs well? Any early thought on that?
Well, I have seen much more of their offense than their defense, ironically, right now. And Perkins certainly makes it go. I mean, they can give you 5 million formations, and I think they've made a concerted effort to run him more here the last, maybe not this week versus Liberty. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but the weeks before in the conference race, I think they really, after the Notre Dame game, my gut feeling is that they said we need him to run the ball more in order to win the game, and that's what they've done, and done it really well. I mean, he makes it go. I don't mean that they don't have any other good players. I just mean he's the catalyst for them. Defensively, I think the Broncos always done a good job playing a 50 defense and mixing up looks. And, you know, I do think they have a couple guys out in the back end. I'm not sure who or what. I'm just not well-versed in it just yet. But I know they'll be competent and be ready to play.
That big of a deal having a short week, one less day?
Oh, I mean, if it's the same for both teams, it's fine. You know, I think the bigger thing is we played Pitt. And they played Liberty. You know, I mean, that's
after
a big
an open day.
That's a big physical football team. You know, so the schedule, you know, lined out the way it lined out. But we'll have to be ready to go. You know, we're gonna have to go get ready. Nobody cares. There's no excuses. Nobody cares. The bottom line is Friday night or Friday afternoon, we gotta be ready to go.
Senior day today. Do you have any trouble getting through that with those guys? I know they're special to you.
Oh, just so proud of them and happy for them, you know. Like, you know, you think about, Ryan Willis and his journey here and how it hasn't gone the way that he wanted it to go, but he continues to show up every day and continue to work and be a good teammate and Reggie Floyd and all the plays. I showed little highlight films and talked about the guys on Friday, you know, about their contributions to the team and what they're going on to do. Daniel Griffin, who's run down on special teams and is, you know, is going to join the Marines after he graduates and wants to be a Navy SEAL. I mean, we just talked about all those types of things and how they've always got a home and they're special people and that we need to go out and play our best for them.
Well, it's going to be special this week to the showdown in Charlottesville, going for number 16 Well, what a way to cap it out. This team's playing with a lot of confidence. Second straight shutout. Man, you got to be happy, so happy for Bud in his last game. Scripted, you couldn't do it much better, could you?
No, it's played out pretty well. Now we've got another thing we got to get done here. But we are playing with confidence. We need to play well. We need to do a good job preparing. And I couldn't be – I've made it abundantly clear. I could not be any happier for Bud and, you know, for him to play his last, you know, coach his last game in Lane and get the shutout and get to go do what he wants to do when this season's over, you know, and maybe relax a little bit and, go to the lake a little bit and have some fun. I'm really happy for him. He looks really happy too.
When we return, we'll have Mike's post-game chat with Bud Foster. This is Tech Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Perry. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First & Main will help you make this fall the best one yet. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Paul Roper back for more Tech Talk Live as we continue recapping yesterday's 28-0 Tech win over Pitt. The LPD hasn't allowed a point since the 8:59 mark in the third quarter of the Wake Forest game. That's a shutout streak of almost 144 minutes. Now it's time to hear the head of the lunch pail defense. Here's Mike Burnup with defensive coordinator Bud Foster.
Congratulations, my man. Back-to-back shutouts, number 36, 28-0. Man, you got to be just thrilled with the job your guys did.
Yeah, just really, really proud of their effort, how hard, how physical we played, just how we competed. You know, the weather was a factor tonight, but our kids did not let that bother them. You know, they were able to – we've kind of played well when the weather gets a little rugged because we're really disciplined about focusing on what's important now. And, you know, and to play it at hand and blocking out all the outside obstacles or, you know, things that can clutter your mind, so to speak. And we it was just a great win and really proud of our kids, excuse me.
Last year stuck in your mind, too. That kind of cluttered your mind.
Yeah, we didn't have a hard time motivating these guys this week. Yeah. You know, not at all. I mean, just after all we had to do was put last year's film on. And it was the same group of guys that won tonight, took a licking last year, and they remembered it, and they had a great week of practice. And like I told you, the biggest obstacle we had during the week was making sure we did enough prep time. They wanted to get to Saturday so quick to get back at these guys, and but we wanted to make sure that they were focused on the details and the game plan and execution, and they did a great job with that tonight.
Couldn't run the ball. 27 carries, 60 yards. They've been struggling all year, but you definitely had to be a point of emphasis today.
Yeah, I mean, that was we didn't want them to have any efficient runs.
That was last year.
When they can run the ball efficiently, then they can throw the ball. That opens up their passing game. And, that was their big strength, and we were able to get pressure on the quarterback. We were able to make some plays. A big fumble, a Rook. We brought a little bit of pressure. What a great year he's having, man! I love that kid. I mean, just a great football player. What a big time play! And that was a big momentum swing right there to go up 14 right there, and it just gave our kids a lot of confidence. But I can't be more proud of our kids how they battled through and continue to get better. Anytime nowadays is hard to do, but to do it back to back, that's really, really special. And I couldn't be more proud of our kids.
Yeah, you mentioned that about Pollard. Rook makes that play, gets that, and Narell Pollard. How good has he been playing? But the scoop and score, not only do you shut them out, but you get a score on defense.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. They kind of snowball a little bit. You know, we had one last week, and we've had one a couple weeks before that at Notre Dame. And, those young defensive tackles, those guys are playing really, really well and continue to improve and get better and understand what it takes to play at this level. And I think, you know, as they continue to develop and grow, our defensive line is going to be really good for the next few years. And I'm excited for them. It's going to be fun to watch them. I'll have a different seat, and I'll have a little bit, my stomach will feel a little bit differently as I'm watching the game from here on out. But I'm going to enjoy, I'll be their biggest fan, I can tell you that, because we got a great group of kids that really care about football. And more importantly, they care about each other. And when you have that, that really gives you a chance to do some special things. And we're heading in that direction right now.
Got your job done on third down. They were 3 of 15. And think about the big plays that happened on fourth down. Hewitt gets that block down pass, get pressure on the one before that, and 0-for-3 on fourth down.
Yeah, that was big. It led to last one, led to kind of the last touchdown that kind of put it away for sure. You just never know with the way the ball was and slick and turnovers and whatnot, you know. And but, yeah, we stepped up big on third down, and then fourth down was critical, you know. And that's where we were good for so many years, and we're getting better. We're getting our trend has been to be better and better on third down. And then, you know, we've been able to get pressure on the quarterback, and then we'd be able to have some tight coverage. So it's you know, that's a good combination. When you have good rush, makes for good coverage, and good coverage makes for good rush. And then we brought some pressure tonight. I don't think a lot of people have done that against these guys. And you know, and we did it with some things that they have probably not seen us do before. And you know, we created some big plays on it for us.
You see those old movies, you know, when they got the submarine and the submarine shoots out the like torpedo. That's like what Shamari Connor's like.
Oh yeah,
that dude is unbelievable in open space. The way he makes plays.
Yeah, well, he's extremely athletic. He's extremely explosive. Once he gets his mitts on you, you know, he's going to bring you down. He just continues to get better and better and better. We missed him. You know, Ladd did a good job filling in for him. You know, those couple games, but we miss him. When he is out there and he's healthy, he gives us a great cover guy. I feel good about him out there on a slot receiver. And then he gives us, you know, he's a really good blitzer. And again, like you said, when we're good, that position's a playmaking spot for us. He can make plays in space. We spill the ball to that guy. Between him and our rover and our safety, those are our open field tackling guys, and we've got a pretty good group right now that's playing with a lot of confidence and playing really, really well right now.
AD, man, after Duke, this has been an unbelievable turnaround, the way you guys have been able to keep this team together and make this run that you made. And think about just that one-point loss to Notre Dame. This team's scary good right now.
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence right now, and that's a big part of it. As you know, in sports, I mean, if you have some self-confidence and the kids really believe in each other, and right now we're executing. You know, that's been our biggest battle last year and early part of this season was just our execution. And now you're seeing that, and the kids are seeing that, and they understand that to have the discipline to do it on a consistent basis is the key, you know, and that's the difference in winning and losing. There's a fine line at this level, and, you know, to who's going to have the discipline to do it the right way over and over and over again is going to be the one that prevails, and that's what our kids have done a great job. We focused on what's important now. That's kind of what's on the lunch pail is, you know, focusing on the now, the play that's at hand. Because whatever the momentum swings of or the game, if we just focus on that play and we give our best effort and our best attention to detail and our execution, then that will handle all the ebbs and flows of the game, good or bad. And the kids have done a great job buying into that and understanding that's what it takes to win. And they've seen it and lived it, and they believe it and trust it.
We'll be back to wrap up Tech Talk Live after this.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage, and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $597 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Welcome back one final time to Tech Talk Live as we finish off a terrific week for Hokie Athletics and set you up for a fantastic finish to November. John and Mike are in Hawaii for the call of the Maui Invitational, and we'll bring you the action tomorrow across the Virginia Tech Sports Network. Mike Young's crew taking on a very good Michigan State team led by Cassius Winston. The Spartans currently third in the AP poll. That's the start of 3 games in 3 days in Maui, and we'll have pregame coverage starting at 4:30 with tip-off expected sometime around 5 p.m. between the Hokies and the Spartans. And after you've had your fill of Hokie hoops and Thanksgiving turkey, John and Mike are back on the mainland for a Black Friday showdown in Charlottesville. Tech and UVA for the Commonwealth Cup and a Coastal Division title. Need we say more? We'll be on bright and early at 10:30 with the Kubota kickoff show and Toe Meets Leather just after high noon from Scott Stadium. We'd like to thank our guests for this evening, Coach Young as he prepares his team for Maui, as well as Coach Fuente and Bud Foster following another shutout win for the Hokie football team. We'd also like to thank Trevor Williams for his work in the Learfield IMG College Network studios, making sure that Tech Talk Live stays on the air tonight. We'll be back next week at our usual time and place. McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg to hopefully recap another Hokie victory and then some. John and Mike back for another edition of TTL next Monday at 7 p.m. That will do it for our
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.